it is already glowing on the emanations inside the cocoon, to spread to other neighboring ones.
You make it all sound as if it's a physical affair, I said. How can dents be made in something that is just a glow?
In some inexplicable way, it is a matter of a glow that creates a dent in another glow, he replied. Your flaw is to remain glued to the inventory of reason. Reason doesn't deal with man as energy. Reason deals with instruments that create energy, but it has never seriously occurred to reason that we are better than instruments. We are organisms that create energy. We are a bubble of energy. It isn't far-fetched, then, that a bubble of energy would make a dent in another bubble of energy.
He said that the glow of awareness created by the dent should rightfully be called temporary heightened attention, because it emphasizes emanations that are so proximal to the habitual ones that the change is minimal, yet the shift produces a greater capacity to understand and to concentrate, and above all, a greater capacity to forget. Seers knew exactly how to use this upshift in the scale of quality. They saw that only the emanations surrounding those we use daily suddenly become bright after the Nagual's blow. The more distant ones remain unmoved, which meant to them that while being in a state of heightened attention, human beings could work as if they were in the world of everyday life. The need of a Nagual man and a Nagual woman became paramount to them, because that state lasts only for as long as the depression remains, after which the experiences are immediately forgotten.
Why does one have to forget? I asked. Because the emanations that account for greater clarity cease to be emphasized once warriors are out of heightened awareness, he replied. Without that emphasis, whatever they experience or witness vanishes.
Don Juan said that one of the tasks the new seers had devised for their students was to force them to remember, that is, to re-emphasize by themselves at a later time those emanations used during states of heightened awareness. He reminded me that Genaro was always recommending to me that I learn to write with the tip of my finger instead of a pencil, so as to not accumulate notes. Don Juan said that what Genaro had actually meant was that while I was in states of heightened awareness, I should utilize some unused emanations for storage of dialogue and experience, and someday recall it all by re-emphasizing the emanations that were used. He went on to explain that a state of heightened awareness is seen not only as a glow that goes deeper inside the egg-like shape of human beings, but also as a more intense glow on the surface of the cocoon. Yet it is nothing in comparison to the glow produced by a state of total awareness, which is seen as a burst of incandescence in the entire luminous egg. It is an explosion of light of such a magnitude that the boundaries of the shell are diffused and the inside emanations extend themselves beyond anything imaginable.
Are those special cases, Don Juan? Certainly. They happen only to seers. No other men or any other living creatures brighten up like that. Seers who deliberately attain total awareness are a sight to behold. That is the moment when they burn from within. The fire from within consumes them, and in full awareness they fuse themselves to the emanations at large and glide into eternity.
After a few days in Sonora, I drove Don Juan back to the town in the southern part of Mexico where he and his party of warriors lived. The next day was hot and hazy. I felt lazy and somehow annoyed. In mid-afternoon, there was a most unpleasant quietude in that town. Don Juan and I were sitting on the comfortable chairs in the big room. I told him that life in rural Mexico was not my cup of tea. I disliked the feeling I had that the silence of that town was forced. The only noise I ever heard was the sound of children's voices yelling in the distance. I was never able to find out whether they were playing or yelling in pain.
When you're here, you're always in a state of heightened awareness, Don Juan said. That makes a great difference. But no matter what, you should be getting used to living in a town like this. Someday you will live in one.
Why should I have to live in a town like this, Don Juan?
I've explained to you that the new seers aim to be free, and freedom has the most devastating implications. Among them is the implication that warriors must purposely seek change. Your predilection is to live the way you do. You stimulate your reason by running through your inventory and pitting it against your friends' inventories. Those maneuvers leave you very little time to examine yourself and your fate. You will have to give up all that. Likewise, if all you knew were the dead calm of this town, you'd have to seek, sooner or later, the other side of the coin.
Is that what you're doing here, Don Juan?
Our case is a little bit different because we are at the end of our trail. We are not seeking anything. What all of us do here is something comprehensible only to a warrior. We go from day to day doing nothing. We are waiting. I will not tire of repeating this. We know that we are waiting, and we know what we are waiting for. We are waiting for freedom. And now that you know that, he added with a grin, let's get back to our discussion of awareness.
Usually, when we were in that room, we were never interrupted by anyone, and Don Juan would always decide on the length of our discussions. But this time, there was a polite knock on the door, and Genaro walked in and sat down. I hadn't seen Genaro since the day after we had run out of his house in a great hurry. I embraced him.
Genaro has something to tell you, Don Juan said. I've told you that he is the master of awareness. Now I can tell you what all that means. He can make the assemblage point move deeper into the luminous egg after that point has been jolted out of its position by the Nagual's blow.
He explained that Genaro had pushed my assemblage point countless times after I had attained heightened awareness. The day we had gone to the gigantic flat rock to talk, Genaro had made my assemblage point move dramatically into the left side, so dramatically, in fact, that it had been a bit dangerous. Don Juan stopped talking and seemed to be ready to give Genaro the spotlight. He nodded, as if to signal